I'm here with Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press, Peter Marcus with the Colorado Statesman, and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. We had two statewide ballot questions with drastically different results on election night. Peter Marcus, I know you were with marijuana tax supporters, Proposition AA, at their watch party that overwhelmingly passed statewide.
I don't think there was any surprises there. We all knew that it was going to pass pretty widely. I think the interesting story there was that what we saw was a split within the marijuana community itself. I was also down at the no on Prop AA party where they were doing their usual free joint giveaway. They're just so mad at the other side of the marijuana community for supporting the tax, and the marijuana industry itself is supporting it because they realize that, you know, if we're going to have this in the state, then there's going to have to be a tax and there's going to have to be accountability and regulation.
A lot more divisiveness over Amendment 66, the big education overhaul, nearly $1 billion tax increase. Kristen, I know you were covering that. Were you surprised it failed so resoundingly?
I could not believe it failed by a wider margin than the marijuana taxes passed. As recently as a week or two ago, I think that supporters were hoping that a large number of undecideds would come their way with heavy outreach of adorable kids knocking on doors and good-looking ads, and it looked like all the undecideds broke against them. They say it was maybe because of larger national stories about Obamacare and people maybe some hesitancy to start a big government overhaul of anything. I don't know what this means. That measure, they have until 2017 to pass it. However, I think it lost so badly, I think it's a big question whether you're going to see any appetite to try it again.
The governor was talking about that, saying they're really just going to have to go back to the drawing board and see what the next step is. Joe, millions and millions of dollars were spent on this campaign from proponents, $10 million. And it was really the A team of folks who'd written this and who were working on it.
I think it's hard to overestimate the crushing loss here because, as you say, it was the A team. Some of the brightest education policy minds in the state, and the brightest political minds, too. This was Governor Hickenlooper's campaign team that ran the show here. And these are the guys who got Mark Udall elected to U.S. Senate. They're not dumb. They know what they're doing with campaign tactics. They put an organization on the ground that was probably about as robust as Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. And yet they did worse than just this ragtag shoestring campaign run by a state senator 2 years ago that also sought an income tax increase for schools. It's really difficult to see where education funding and really any sort of enhancements in public funding at all go from here.
I think it's an easy trope to say you don't raise taxes during a recession, but another flip side of that coin is it's hard to raise taxes when times are good. The public here knows that the education funding was hurt during the recession, but every time you open the paper, it's how much more money they're getting, how much better tax receipts are doing. School districts across the state that were furloughing teachers are getting rid of those and adding per pupil funding.
I just wonder what this means policy-wise.
It's hard for me right now to see there being anything really significant going on next session, besides some Republican attempts to repeal gun laws and maybe do a little bit of education reform around the edges. But sometimes maybe the best thing that you can do is just go away for a while.
I mean, it was interesting, too, when you look at the election, because when you get down to the individual school districts, voters, by wide margins in a lot of situations, voted for reform-minded education candidates. But then they're like, just don't tax us to pay for the reforms that. So on a policy level, I think the feeling I got talking to Senator Mike Johnston and others was they're at a loss. They don't know what direction to go right now. I mean, Johnston was talking about potentially reforming, you know, our conflicting constitutional mandates around Amendment 23 and Tabor and Gallagher and things like that, because obviously folks want education reform, but we don't have any clue how to get there.
Thanks. Our time is up. That was Peter Marcus with the Colorado Statesman, Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press, and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Capital coverage is funded by the Gill Foundation's Gay and Lesbian Fund for Colorado, a proud supporter of local organizations like the Colorado Department of Education and its programs to prepare and inspire the next generation of science, technology, engineering, and math teachers.